And that completes our agenda for public hearings, referring back to our first public hearing, conditional use 1649 Ronald W. Morgan. Excuse me, y'all, we're still having a meeting here. If you want to converse, please do so in the lobby. Thank you.
I thought we might see a little bit of opposition on Morgan since we've been...
I was surprised, too.
Bob with opposition for several years over the site that exists on the...
Yeah.
To the rear of the site where he's presently operating.
Seems to me that the similar uses are already out there.
The only thing I would suggest is maybe there was sort of two sets of conditions that they were talking about. He submitted one, Mr. Rutt did, and there was also a set of proposed conditions that were in Mr. Rutt's 2004 file letter to DelDOT, which DelDOT used in signing off on it. And I just would suggest that make sure that all those conditions end up in whatever's recommended, if there's a recommendation for approval.
I recommend that this conditional use 1649 be deferred until all the conditions can be reviewed and placed into a correct motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1649 Ronald W. Morgan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.